Welcome, everybody, and happy Thursday afternoon to you if you're in the Milwaukee area. Hope you're enjoying the Air and Water pre-show as the Blue Angels take it to the skies for their practice routes. We've got some breaking news right at the top of the hour. State Representative Robin Vining is, as we speak, announcing her campaign for State Senate in Wisconsin's 5th District. As we've been discussing over these many days since the biennial budget has been adopted, compromise budgets never please anybody. And if we want a better budget that better serves the middle class and working families in this state, we're going to need a better legislature. Certainly, Representative Vining's campaign for the 5th Senate District is a step in that direction. Everyone will be watching the Wisconsin Senate races come 2026, no exception here on Civic Media. There's also been some breaking news at the state level. As the number of lawsuits filed by Attorney General Josh Call against the Trump administration for what can only be termed arbitrary and capricious, retaliatory, discriminatory, I don't know, lots of unconstitutional and just dumb reasons, has been canceling critical grant funding and other federal funds into the state, specifically in the area of education. We welcome the Attorney General to this program now. Welcome back, Attorney General Call. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thanks for having me, Maggie.
So let's just keep it to this month. If we go all the way back, there's more lawsuits. But just this month, you have joined with other states in filing two lawsuits against the Trump administration. Let's start with the most recent one. This is Donald Trump's canceling, withholding nearly $72.6 million in critical educational funds for the state of Wisconsin. These are what are called title grants. Tell our listeners a little bit about this lawsuit, why you filed it, what the claims are, and why it's important.
Yeah, well, first of all, the number of suits is really growing. It's hard to keep track of the exact number. We're over 20 cases filed challenging actions of the Trump administration. And, you know, a number of them have to do with unlawful cuts to funding for programs where Congress has passed a bill. It was signed into law by the president, often a prior president, and the Trump administration, rather than executing the law and awarding the grants, is simply blocking the funds that have been appropriated. And that's just not its constitutional role in our system of government. So in this case, it's over 70 million grants in Wisconsin alone that are being impacted that would go to support various types of education. That includes things in programs around the country, like after-school programs. It includes education programs for adult learners. So, for example, adults who might want to go to get their high school degree or learn English to improve their English. Those kinds of grants are being blocked. And it's part of a pattern of what we've seen. You mentioned that they've been attacking education, and that's right. But ultimately, what we've seen from the Trump administration is efforts to dismantle programs that provide opportunities for Wisconsinites and for Americans. And so here, as we have in a number of other cases, we've brought suit.
It seems to me, Attorney General, that the idea of a level playing field and providing people with equal opportunities and equal access and an equitable chance to succeed in their life is what's really under attack here, and specifically under attack for folks that are poorer, right, that come from more underserved communities that will end up harming rural folks the most. It seems very contrary to Donald Trump's base support, if you will, right? Like, if we just take at face value, oh, I'm going to help out the working families of America, this seems to fly directly in the face of that, because I don't care who I'm talking to, Republican, Democrat, independent, folks that don't care about politics at all, almost all of us agree that education is the key to eventually doing better than your parents did and providing great opportunities for your children, and that without that, it's very difficult to succeed these days. What do you think, I mean, other than just dismantling federal government and making arbitrary cuts, is there a rationale here? Every time I read one of these executive orders or these letters that are terminating grants, it just says, based on presidential and administrative priorities. what the heck are the priorities other than making sure billionaires and mega corporations get larger tax breaks?
No, I think you're getting at exactly the point. I mean, what's happening is that government is being slashed. And when we say government, let's be specific about what we're talking about here. We're talking about slashing funding for education. So there's this effort to dismantle the U.S. Department of Education, first of all. But then on top of that, there are these cuts we've been talking about here. There were cuts, which we have another lawsuit over, involving grants that support mental health, the provision of mental health services in schools.
Yes.
So education is one area that has been targeted. But healthcare and public health is another area that's been targeted with efforts to significantly reduce what the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services does, efforts to reduce funding for National Institute of Health grants that look into diseases, that support research into diseases like cancer and other deadly diseases. So less support for programs that help keep people healthy and help people get access to healthcare. We just filed a suit regarding efforts to deny funding for disaster relief preparation. FEMA right. grants are being denied, so leaving people more more susceptible to being impacted by disasters. And again, in all of these things, what we're seeing is efforts that promote opportunity are being pulled back by the Trump administration. And then what we also saw in the bill that recently passed Congress, of course, is massive tax cuts for some of the wealth that disproportionately benefits some of the wealthiest people in the country. And that's what's going on here. Opportunity is being eroded while more money is being funneled towards massive tax cuts that disproportionately benefit the wealthiest people in the country.
Yeah, you mentioned the lawsuit over FEMA funding. We're going to be joined here on the show this afternoon by Tom DiLiberto. He's a former climate scientist at NOAA to talk about the science that is behind protecting vulnerable communities, specifically related to flash floods, of course, coming on the heels of just incredible loss of life in Texas and other floods in North Carolina, the flooding of the subway system in New York City. So we're going to be talking about that. Attorney General, in my mind, I can't help but envision this caricature of, you know, the corporate overlord boss in the smoky back room with the cigars, right? Like, how do we really, you know, give it to the workers and extract as much as we can out of them, almost a return to these Gilded Age times in the early 1900s that led us into the Great Depression, where there were no worker protections, where there were no things like NOAA and the National Institutes of Health that were trying to promote the public's health, safety, and welfare, where a bunch of the wealthiest men in the universe basically divvied up the pie and decided who was going to be winners and losers and had nothing to do with actually supporting working people. Is the caricature an overstatement, or is that what we're looking at?
No, I think we're seeing a repeat of that kind of history. I mean, you know, take one of the provisions that fortunately came out of the bill that was ultimately passed by Congress, but there was an effort to prevent any regulation at the state level of AI for a decade. Now, overwhelmingly, the Senate removed that provision from the bill, but, you know, you can imagine that that tech billionaires would have loved to have, you know, unfettered ability
to
develop AI without any intervention from states, but that would leave consumers less able to be protected. And it would leave us without an opportunity to take action to help ensure that technology was being used properly. It's one of many examples, but we're seeing it throughout government. That's why we're seeing so many of these suits. I will also add, we're also winning a lot of these suits, or at least getting
yes.
initial orders that block the Trump administration from moving forward. So while it's concerning what they're trying to do, it's not all bad news, because the courts in a number of cases have pushed back. But right now, there's a lot of litigation over what direction we're going to go in policy, and whether the president can just ignore laws that were passed by Congress and deny funding that Congress has appropriated from states and from other entities that should receive it.
I want to put a pin here for all of our listeners. I want you to keep in your head what Attorney General Call just said, because later in this program, I'm going to address the tens of millions that the MAGA regime here in the state of Wisconsin has spent on outside counsel. Because the hypocrisy in how MAGAs here in the state of Wisconsin approach shared governance and what the powers of the executive branch are here in the state of Wisconsin, including the powers of your office, Attorney General, versus how they approach those very same questions when you talk about the powers of the Donald Trump presidency is truly, truly shocking. Attorney General Call, before we run out of time, I wanted you to talk briefly about the suit over the mental health care funds for educational programs. That's somewhere north of $10 million that the Trump administration has cut off. Again, this was approved by Congress in the wake of the Parkland shooting, the deadliest school shooting in American history, to help address mental health concerns of our students. What's happening with that suit, and where is it procedurally?
Well, we filed that suit a few weeks ago, I think a little over 2 weeks ago at this point. And, you know, as you said, this is similar to the one we discussed with the other education funds. But in this case, it was funds that were designed to support mental health programming in schools. They went to support training for mental health care providers, among other things. And again, we have a law that's passed by Congress. And rather than implement that law and ensure that it's being executed in a way that best serves the interests of the public, the Trump administration has instead come in and just said, we're not going to allow these grants to be provided. And so what that means is that kids in Wisconsin who would have benefited from these mental health services, if we don't succeed, will be impacted negatively by that. Back to this point about opportunity for kids and opportunity for Wisconsinites. If you're cutting access to mental health services or adult education or making it more difficult to get student aid if you're applying to college because you've dismantled the Department of Education, all of those things are limiting opportunities for Wisconsinites and for the American people, all in service of this ideological effort to slash government and make more money available for tax cuts. And so this is another example of this same type of policy we're seeing.
It's truly shocking. Again, that particular school-based mental health grant program was established on a bipartisan vote by Congress following the Parkland shooting. It was designed to permanently hire 14,000 mental health professionals into schools. That's what Trump wants on the cutting block. Big thanks to you, Attorney General Josh Call. Keep the fight going, sir. Make more good trouble. When we come back, I'm going to talk about how Donald Trump wants to bypass not just Tammy Baldwin's recommendation for a new federal court appointee, but also Ron Johnson's. Stay tuned, folks. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.